This episode is brought to you by Curie Briefs, the smartest 3-minute read in medicine. Think of it like mental floss for busy clinicians. Sharp, concise, and clinically relevant. Check it out today at Curie.md. And now, on to the show.
Hi there. Welcome to Curie. I'm Andrew, and today's topic is physician market research. Ever wonder who actually answers all those market research surveys? You know the ones. Complete this quick study and earn a $50 honorarium. Maybe you've seen them in your email, in your DMs, on LinkedIn, at medical meetings. Maybe you've even deleted more invitations than you can count. Here's the real story. There are over 1 million practicing healthcare professionals in the United States. But the number who ever actually say yes to market research, it's a tiny club, maybe 1%. Most of us never join, so who are the ones who do? What makes someone step through that door and say, sure, I'll share what I really think about this new diabetes drug, or I'll tell you how I actually make decisions in my clinic? Are they just in it for the money? Are they industry shills? Are they the rebels, the curious, the disaffected, the idealists? Or is there something we can all learn from their stories? Today, we're pulling back the curtain on this club. We've asked real physicians to tell us, in their own words, why they participate in market research and what it feels like to speak into that digital void, not knowing who's on the other end or if their words will ever make a difference. If you've ever deleted a market research invite, if you've ever been a little curious but never clicked, or if you just want to know how the sausage of healthcare opinion is made, this episode is for you. Let's get started. For the 99% of you who have never participated, market research in healthcare is, well, a strange beast. Pharma companies, device makers, even big health systems, they all want to know what's really happening in exam rooms and hospitals. They want to know what doctors and nurses think, so they commission surveys, focus groups, interviews. Even those mysterious advisory boards you hear about but never quite get invited to. And yes, there's usually some money involved. Sometimes it's a lot, sometimes it's barely enough to cover your coffee habit. But there's also a promise, spoken or unspoken, that your opinion will shape the next drug launch, the next guideline, the next big thing in medicine. Or at least that's the pitch. So why do people say yes? Let's hear from some of them.
My primary motivation for completing surveys are to earn a little extra compensation that fits seamlessly into my work schedule, as well as to gain some insight into new drug therapies that are in the pipeline.
Straightforward, right? You get an email, you answer some questions, you get a digital gift card in return. Maybe even learn about a new medication before your colleagues. But here's where things get interesting.
Sure, compensation is a piece of it, but sometimes the time that you spend doing the survey is actually less than I would maybe make practicing. So that can be just plus or minus.
Translation, sometimes it's worth it, sometimes it's not. If you've ever thought nobody with a full clinic schedule would bother with this stuff, well, sometimes you're right. But then, why do people keep showing up, even when the pay isn't great or the survey is longer than advertised? Here's where we start to see something more complicated, something that might surprise you if you've never crossed the market research threshold. For some, these surveys aren't just about cash. They're about curiosity, about learning. Sometimes about seeing your own practice with fresh eyes.
The main reason why I choose to participate in research market surveys is because one way or another, there's always something to learn. And whenever I participate in a research survey, I always learn something new because the questions that I'm asked always, in one way or another, require me to investigate in some fashion or form the way that I think and the way that I approach practicing medicine. And it's a little vague, but every research study that I participate in, I learn something new about myself and the way I practice and the way I treat people and the way I look at medications and the way I look at outcomes and the way I look at treatments. It's been really good.
Have you ever taken a survey and thought, why are they asking that? What am I missing? Well, that's the point. Sometimes the very act of answering makes you rethink your own assumptions. And sometimes it's not just about self-reflection. There's a hope, a belief that your answers, if collected with enough others, might actually change something, or at least make the system a little less opaque.
Mostly I'm interested in doing the surveys because it gets me some extra cash. However, certainly I hope what I'm providing makes a meaningful difference in how we eventually practice medicine, in particular how it impacts the care of patients, their ability to access new effective medications, and our ability to meet patients in the middle, so to speak, with these new therapeutic and diagnostic options, whatever they may be. Certainly, it's always a challenge to balance both profit-making ability for new ventures as well as patient care accessibility.
That's the big hope, right? That someone, somewhere, is not just collecting your answers for a spreadsheet, but actually listening, maybe even acting on what you say. But let's be honest, the biggest reason most HCPs never cross over from invited to participant is skepticism. Does any of this matter? Is anyone actually listening? Or is this just a check-the-box exercise for some pharma brand manager?
My question for the pharmaceutical industry is, do they pay attention to physician feedback?
It's a fair question. If you've ever yelled into the void or filled out a survey and never seen a follow-up, never seen your input reflected into new products or policies, you know the feeling.
I can't recall a time that my feedback in a survey seemed to make it to a real world, but I suppose if it did, I would feel validated that my thoughts were good and that the companies were listening. But I acknowledge perhaps this happens without me noticing it, as I do anticipate they listen to the surveys.
It's the paradox at the heart of market research. We're told our voices matter, but the feedback loop almost never closes. Maybe that's why most HCPs never bother to participate. If you're going to ask me for my time, at least show me that it counted for something. But here's what makes this club interesting. Despite the doubts, despite the less than glamorous honoraria, despite the endless Likert scales, people keep showing up. Not just for money, not just for learning, but sometimes for the sense of community, for the validation, for the weird satisfaction of knowing someone, somewhere, at least asked.
I think as I've gotten into doing some of these surveys, I see a great benefit in answering prescribing patterns among communities of providers, scientific relevance, and the whole community in which some of the websites provide for medical knowledge and dialogue.
In a world where so much of medicine feels isolated, transactional, or driven by forces beyond our control, sometimes being asked, genuinely asked, for your opinions feels good, even if you never know where it goes. And maybe that's the secret. For the tiny club who say yes to market research, it's not about being a shill or a cynic. It's about curiosity. It's about the hope, however faint, that your voice matters. And if nothing else, it's about being part of a story that's bigger than just one clinic, one patient, one day. So why should you, the 99% of healthcare practitioners who have never participated in market research, listen to these stories? I think it's because they tell us something about the profession itself, about how we weigh our time, our values, our desire to matter, and about how healthcare gets built, not just in committee rooms or executive suites, but in the lived, complicated choices of real clinicians. Maybe you'll hear something familiar. Maybe you'll think, hey, I could see myself doing that. Or maybe you'll just enjoy a rare look behind the scenes at a side of healthcare most never see. Either way, you're part of the story, whether you ever answer a survey or not. Thanks for joining us on this behind-the-scenes tour of market research in medicine. We'll be back with more real voices, more candid stories, and maybe, just maybe, some answers to the questions we all ask. Until then, keep questioning, keep learning, and if you ever get an invite to a survey, hey, maybe give it a shot. You never know what you might discover. Thanks for listening. This is Curie. Peace out.